grains lower and a rally by the bean market after the USDA update. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. It was the August crop report and the markets did react. We have numbers coming up. First, reaction from Arlen Suderman of StoneX. I spoke with him at the end of the session. The market reaction to USDA on Tuesday, the August crop report, was obvious. Bearish in corn, bullish on beans. And Arlen, let's start with soybean acreage. There was a big, probably surprising change there for soybeans.
Yeah, we'll get to the yields in a little bit, but I think the biggest surprise for the markets was the acreage change. I think it had priced in high yields, even higher than the average trade gas. We call them the whisper numbers, and I think those whisper numbers were pretty close to the yields that came out. But the acreage was a surprise. USDA apparently didn't pick up on this with its June 30th acreage survey. Instead, it showed up in the FSA numbers that it received of farmer certifications, and that was a 2.5 million acre decline in soybean acres and 2.1 million acre increase in corn. I could have understood, in fact, I anticipated we would see a decrease in soybean acreage just simply because of the late wheat harvest and so therefore a lack of double crop acreage. But this suggests that it was earlier than that, simply missed acreage because it got planted to corn. You don't not plant soybeans for double crop and decide you're going to plant corn. So it had to have been earlier in the year. USDA missed it earlier, and now we show that big acreage shift. And so that really amplified then the increase in corn production, while the higher soybean yield helped soften the blow from the lower soybean acreage.
Arlen Suderman with us. Arlen, react to the yield numbers, what you thought of what USDA had to say there.
USDA's corn yield came in at 188.8 bushels per acre. That's slightly above our estimate that came from our customer survey of 188.1, which was the highest in the industry as far as the pre-report estimates on corn. On soybeans, it came in at 53.6, which matched our customer survey exactly. The average trade guess for these crops was 184.4 and 52.9. So it came in well above the average trade guesses, but pretty close to where we're at. These yields are as of August 1. When it's in August and early September, those yield expectations are changing.
Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX.
What will your operation look like tomorrow? At Farm Progress Show, you'll find the future of farming today. Join thousands of forward-thinking farmers discovering groundbreaking technology, expert insights, and forming relationships that drive success. Be part of the progress. Where else can you see the future of agriculture in one place? Save $10 when you register now at farmprogressshow.com with code RADIO25. Farm Progress Show, where progress meets possibility. FarmProgressShow.com.
On the Hat Tuesday market review, the final numbers, corn went lower. It was down before the report, and that selling expedited after the report. September corn, 371.5, down 13.5 cents. December, 394.5, a loss of 13.25. But September beans, 10.12¾, a gain of 21 after a mild sell-off before the report. Novi contract goes 21.5 cents higher, 10.32¾. September wheat, 505. That was down an even dime. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Tuesday market review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.